Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are once again blessed with the company of Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. And of course, he needs no introduction whatsoever. But we welcome him to our masjid again. And at the same time, we express our gratitude to Hazrat Mufti Sahab for making this time available so that he may impart deen to us. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, we know the sterling work he's involved in with so much of sincerity and dedication. He's got so many students around the world. He travels very frequently for the sole purpose of passing on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the information of most of our brothers here, just to show how much of time they dedicate to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala accept all his efforts. May Allah bless him with barakat and afiyat and honor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him from all evil and all shurur. Right till 7 o'clock, he was busy with another program here, over the air, the Voice of the Cape. So he just shows that every second of the time they spend solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they can benefit so many other people. So inshallah, we call Hazrat Mufti Sahab inshallah to inspire us tonight, inshallah.
Can we just call Hafiz Sufyan Taylor forward? He's supposed to read the Qiraat first before Mufti Sahab addresses us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا لي فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أصحاب الجنة يومئذ خير مستقرا وأحسن مقيلا ويوم تشقق السماء بالغمام ونزل الملائكة تنزيلا الملك يومئذ الحق قل الرحمن وكان يوما على الكافرين عسيرا ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا وقال الرسول يا رب إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا من المجرمين وكفى بربك هاديا ونصيرا وقال الذين كفروا لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة واحدة كذلك لنثبت به فؤادك ورتلناه ترتيلا ولا يأتونك بمثل إلا جئناك بالحق وأحسن تفسيرا الذين يحشرون على وجوههم إلى جهنم أولئك شر مكانا وأضل سبيلا صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله جزاكم الله بارك الله to Hafiz Sufyan Taylor for that beautiful recitation. May Allah accept and increase him inshallah. Just one announcement quickly before we continue. There's a car, I think, that's blocking somewhere. It's ND-454-146. ND-454-146. Azam Allah just made the announcement before Salah, so please let us ensure that we are not blocking anybody. If there's anybody that's parked in the way, please let's remove the cars. Jazakumullah. Allah Jazakumullah. Inna alhamdulillahi wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiya ba'da. We take this opportunity on behalf of the Jamiatul Ulama KZN to welcome one and all, and to say firstly, Jazakumullah, shukran to Hazrat Mawla Naeem Sahab and to the trustees of this masjid for allowing us to host the program of Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab of CII, who really does not need much introduction. Most of us are fully acquainted with Hazrat Mufti Sahab and his programs. You may recall a few weeks back, or maybe 2 months back, when Hazrat Mufti Sahab did a program in KZN, specifically in the larger area of Durban, on his trip and visit to Iran, which took place sometime in January. Those who missed it can always get copies of it. It's very important that we acquaint ourselves with that trip and what was learnt on that trip, specifically in the light of the fitnas of the Firq Batila, more specifically to do with Shiism that is now, you know, raising its head throughout the four corners of the world and also in our country. Before I call on Hazrat Mufti Sahab to address us, I just want to mention that this particular spot that I'm standing on, I recall many, many years back when I first graduated, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh asked me to address the Juma platform, and I still recall shaking and shivering and being very nervous, and I can still feel those nervous tinges in my legs as standing on the same spot and recalling with much love and support Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab encouraged us to continue with addressing on the Juma platform. So we recall also another fond memory of Hazrat Maulana serving the Jamiat for more than 20 years, firstly as the administrator, as the vice president, and eventually as the president of the Jamiatul Ulama. And basically he was 24/7 in the service of the Jamiat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all his sacrifices and all his efforts and grant his grant him full rewards and fill his qabr with nur, and continue his to keep us with his memories, fond memories. So that's, you know, the important thing that I need to mention in the beginning. Also, we are particularly blessed because we are in such a gathering of the Ahlullah, the Ahlul Quran, the Ahlul Khassa. This is a very special, blessed gathering because we have so many Huffaz among us. And this is something that we should always keep in mind, to have the shukr and gratitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That if we are grateful, Allah will increase us. Why I'm specifically mentioning this is that not too long ago, our Amir of the Jamiat at the moment, Mawlana Ahmad Muhammadi, had the opportunity to go to Indonesia in a delegation on behalf of the Jamiat. And there they found that there were so many makatib and students that were in need. And so the Jamiat undertook to assist their projects there. There's about 50 makatib that they're assisting with a student population of about 4,000 students. And there is also one darulum there with 15 asatidah and over 200 students. But in that darulum, up till now, there isn't one fully fledged hafiz yet. Some of the students are returning back to Indonesia, studying in South Africa. They will be returning to Indonesia as fully completed huffaz. But up till now, there is no fully fledged hafiz in that institution. So we in our country, we should make a lot of shukr that alhamdulillah, we can go to so many different places and venues to follow our taraweeh behind so many different huffaz. So it's great, it's a great ni'mah and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tonight's program is specifically dedicated to Ramadan and its connection to the Quran, which Hazrat Mufti Sahib will address us. As we also may recall, Hazrat Mufti Sahib also taught at Darul Newcastle, which is, you know, not too far from here, but alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahib was there for 20 years, and under the direction of Hazrat Mullah Qasim Sahib, he was also asked to serve the Jamiat KZN as the Mufti at that time. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase Mufti Sahib in barakat, accept all his services, and we'll call upon him to address us. But before that, I've just got one more announcement. The BMW registration NUR 26521. BMW NUR 26521. Kindly remove your car. Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The suggestion and the request is for Hazrat Mufti Sahib to address us for about 40 minutes, and then we'll take Q&A questions for about 20 minutes, which will come to about an hour, if that's okay.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'gfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم honorable ulama, respected huffaz, a'imma, our elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, what we will do tonight is, I'll speak a bit on the virtues of Ramadan, then on the Quran Kareem, and then inshallah, some guidelines for our young brothers who are going to perform the Taraweeh Salat this Ramadan, inshallah. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, brothers, sisters. So the greatest act we can do tonight, أَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. Abundant durood, salawat upon Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, upon our beloved Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If someone has to ask us, what gift will we give to our Master? Someone might say clothing, gold, cars. The best gift for the best of all Almighty Allah's creation on the best day of the week, is salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why we started today's lecture and program with durood and salawat. Secondly, my brothers, we are now in the second half of Sha'ban. So what should we be doing? Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. The sisters are busy with their samosas and bhajjas and everything. Our young brothers are ready with the Quran, teaching and learning the door. Therefore, when we study the life of our Salaf al-Salih, our pious predecessors, then they said that this month of Sha'ban is known as Shahrul Qurra, the month of the Qurra, the Qaris. Because now we want to polish up the Quran, I'm going on the Musalla, I'm going to perform Taraweeh. So let us see what the Quran Kareem teaches us about the Quran itself, my brothers. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, O humankind, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. This Quran Kareem has come to you as a mu'idha. When the Quran Kareem is read, it melts our hearts. We saw Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah. Brothers, when the Quran Sharif was being read, he would tear like a baby, like a child. We saw such giants of ulama that when the Quran Kareem was read, that they could not control themselves. Be honest, my brothers, in this continent of Africa, an incident took place which is enshrined in the Quran, but many of us are unaware of it. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمِ. When the first hijrah took place in Islam to Africa, to Habasha, to Ethiopia, and Najashi was there, the just ruler, so he asked Ja'far radiallahu anhu, what is your message? Read some passages of the noble Quran for me. He read from Surah Maryam. Najashi was not a Muslim at that time, brothers, but Allah praised him already. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ. And when they heard what was revealed upon Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ, then you would see the tears rolling down already, because now they had recognized the truth. Whenever we speak on Quran, I give and mention these three incidents. My young brothers, Hufaz, Ulama, Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib today is 92 years old, our beloved Ustad and Sheikh. I met him last year, Hajj, 92 years old, he performed Hajj. When I met him, I kissed him on his forehead, I said, Hazrat, is umar mein. So when the heart is saturated with the love of Allah, you will come also with a wheelchair for Hajj. So this was Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib. In 27 days, the only person living, brothers, 27 days, he completed the hifz of the entire Quran. One person, Hazrat, told me this himself. He said, one alim said, impossible, ghair mumkin hai, cannot happen. So Hazrat told him, chalo, aindah saal ya do teen saal ke baad, ab phir tashreef le aana, you come and you be the sami, and then I'll do it again for you. So Hazrat did it again. Imagine. So these are the type of people Allah has blessed. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, whom we met also, Alhamdulillah. He used to say, brothers, and for you, my young brothers, going to stand on a musalla, inshallah, very soon. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maksood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maksood. The aim is not to finish just the Quran. Now I know we also became Hafiz, we were also young. So now 3-4 of us, we say, bhai, let's see who can read the fastest the 2 rakats tonight. Who can draw the biggest crowd? Then what we do, we bullet it that no one knows, and the people also happy. See, this is a good office up. It just flies through it, you know. So remember, that is not the right way. So we need to read the Quran Sharif in such a manner that the aim is not just to finish the Quran. The aim is to finish our life in the khidmah of the Quran. See the verse we all heard. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Verily, we have revealed the dhikr, this reminder, this Quran Kareem, as a reminder. And wa inna lahu lahafidun. And surely we are there to protect it. No addition, no omission. How many huffaz in this majlis? Maulana was speaking now, Maurafiq Sahib, about Indonesia. I was in China a few years ago. And I asked the Imam there, where the Sahaba are buried. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu is not buried there as many people think. If you read properly on top, it's written Abu Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas. Now this is but academic discussion. Ibn Hajar has written Al-Isaba fi Tamyiz Sahaba. Abu Sa'ad was also a Sahabi radiallahu anhu. I asked him that in this whole area, how many Muslims? He said 2-3 million people, Muslims. You know China got over 1 billion. So I asked him that, how many huffaz in this area? He just looked down and he said, we read from Alam Tara. Imagine 2-3 million people and not one single hafiz. So brothers, we should understand, Almighty Allah has selected us, chosen us, wa inna lahu lahafidun. Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan Nadwi rahimahullah, one day he was such a sheikh, they gave him the key to open the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. He passed away there on a Friday. That day he read 14 times Surah Yasin. And I read his halat few weeks ago. In there, in his biography, is written, when he entered any town, my dear brothers, sisters, he would read Surah Yasin before entering that town. And when he entered that town, is to say, Ya Allah, chitne bhi yahan madfoon hai, whoever are buried here in this graveyard and cemetery, sabki maghfirat farma de. These were the great, great people. So Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Abul Hasan Nadwi Rahimahullah, when he used to meet the Imam of the Haram and the Grand Mufti and all his great people, one day they told him, Inna fulanan yahfadul Quran, that such and such a person is by hearty memorizing the Quran. What did Shaykh Mawlana Abul Hasan Nadwi say? Wal Quran yahfaduhu. The Quran will protect him, not he will only protect the Quran. It's two ways, brothers. So when we have this gift of Quran, listen to what Allah says. Ya ayyuhan nas qad ja'atkum maw'idatun min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. It is shifa and cure, a panacea for our cure, for our sicknesses, for our illness, whether it is spiritual or physical also. So remember, the Quran Kareem is a cure. Bukhari Sharif's hadith. Sahaba read on a non-Muslim 7 times Surah Fatiha, he got cured. It is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So you must remember this. You know Ibn Sina, the West stole all these terms. Today when you hear the term Avicenna, somebody is a non-Muslim. Avicenna, Ibn Sina wrote the book Qanun, Canon. You know the doctors, the medical fraternity. So one day a person was sick. So he when he reached there, one Imam, one Mawlana, one Sheikh was there. He said, Imam, what are you doing here? Sometimes they don't like the Imam must be there, you know. So the Imam was a man of wisdom. He praised Ibn Sina. He started smiling ear to ear. And then he criticized his brother, but your brother is a conjuice, he's very stingy and miser. He wiped the smile off his face. So he said that, look at the athar, the impact of Kalamul Bashar. Human beings, Kalam, I praised you 5 minutes ago and see how you were flying. And now I just criticize your brother for 1 minute. Now you stop smiling, you look at your body language. If this is the impact of human being speech, what do you think is the impact of Kalamullah? You see, brother. So that is why we have gathered here today. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدَوْ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is a source of guidance. It is a mercy for us as believers. So my brothers, the month of Ramadan Mubarak is very, very near. What is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahriku dhunub, to burn the sins, to incinerate the sins. Our Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, one day I heard this incident from him, rahimahullah. Someone asked Maulana, now whether he was the Maulana who answered initially or somebody else, Allah alone knows. Maulana, you'll always tell us in Jannah you'll get everything, in Jannah you'll get cigarette to smoke and all that. So Maulana said, yes, that Maulana said, you will get, but you'll have to light it up first in Jahannam. Okay? So you see, brothers, you must remember this. People will ask all type of questions. You must remember that. So the point here I'm making is, let us make Ramadan a reality. From now, we stay away and abstain from the sins. Now, my young brothers, when we speak of Ramadan, mashallah, our Hafiz Sufyan, first time I heard you reading, I think, excellent, wonderful recitation. I was just thinking, look at this young boy. Tomorrow if I go on radio, and I do it many times, because every time they want to show us in a bad light, the Muslims are like this, and the Muslims are like this. So I say, Mr. Pope, I want to ask you one question. You read for me the whole Bible in the original language from cover to cover by heart. So I say, I bet you can't do that because there's no hope for the Pope. You understand? One Christian cannot do it, one Jew cannot do it. Here in Natal, in this masjid alone, we can bring more than 100 people. Imagine what the great bounty is. So Allah's mercy, my brothers. So it is the month of Ramadan. What is the month of Ramadan, brothers? First 20 days, we pour out our love. Ya Allah, for your love, I am not going to eat, I am not going to drink, I am not going to fulfill my lust and passion. Then the last 10 days, there's a progression in that love. Ya Allah, my wife, I love her. My children, my shop and job, I love. But I love you more, O Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ So we leave them and we come into the house of Allah and make i'tikaf. Now the heart is saturated with the love of Allah. When the Eid moon, the Eid chant, first of Shawwal, the moon is sighted, Allah Ta'ala announces, الْحَجُّ أَشْهُرٌ مَعْلُومَاتٌ The months of Hajj are now well known. From Eid al-Fitr, first of Shawwal, to Eid al-Adha, 10th of Zilhijjah. That is Mawsim al-Hajj. That is the Ashur al-Hajj. The months of Hajj. Now Allah, my heart is saturated. This hay is unimportant. This clothing is insignificant. The socks and shoes is unimportant. I wear my chadar, I wear my kafan, Ya Allah. Labbaik Allah, wa labbaik, I'm coming to your house, Ya Allah. Study, my dear brothers, our siyam, our fasting, our qiyam, our taraweeh, our i'tikaf, our umrah, our hajj, our tawaf, everything. When a non-Muslim looks and he sees on the TV, the Muslims going round and round, hey, what can Ahmed Yeller? You know in Afrikaans they say, what, you brothers don't speak Afrikaans? You know? So this night I did program for the Cape, Voice of Cape, so I speak a little bit Afrikaans with them. So they say, what you are doing, you know, so this type of things. So we tell them that you see, you have to learn the lesson of love. كُلٌّ يَدَّئِي بِحُبِّ لَيْلَى Everybody used to claim they love Layla. وَلَيْلَى لَا تُقِرُّ بِذَاكَ But Layla says, no one loves me, only my Majnoon loves me. So when they ask Majnoon, that how come you love your Layla so much? Her teeth are not even so straight, there's a squint in her eye. He said, you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. You go tonight after this program and tell your wife that you need your eyes to see her beauty, she will go for Mi'raj. So you must remember this type of thing. See, 20 years married, this Mota never passed a compliment today, he came plus his Thursday night also. So you must remember. So you get double bonus and this type of thing. So you must remember. Okay. Sometimes we have to liven things up, you know, and this type of thing. Okay. Come now, brothers, the Maulana made also time limit, you know, so let's stick within the time, inshallah. We give you time to ask all your questions also, inshallah. Let's start, inshallah, 90% it seems for South Africa and many other countries, Tuesday night, the 9th of July, Tuesday night will be our first Taraweeh. Now we're starting, brothers, what should we do, dear Hafiz, dear Imam? First thing we do, we look at the moon. And what we will say, Allahu Akbar, hilalu khayrin wa rushdin. Hadith in Abu Dawud. Ya Allah, make this month of Ramadan a month of khayr and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness. That is in Abu Dawud. If you want the whole dua, long dua in Tirmidhi Sharif, then you read that. Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam wa tawfiq. Lima tuhibbu wa tarda rabbi wa rabbuka Allah. Normally I like to give the short duas because you know people don't like the long duas. So anyway you read the dua. Now my young brother, you're going to perform taraweeh first time, second time, 20th time. Go to your parents 1-2 days before, that Sunday, that Monday. Oh father, oh mother, make special dua for me. I have to stand on this musalla. All these people are following me. Did you go to your father, mother? Today the father gets the credit, my son is Hafiz. But many a time we don't give credit to the mother. But she was the one crying on the musalla. When the son did not want to go, then how can you forget all this, my young brother? So go to your beloved parents, kiss their hands and tell them that, oh, for mother, oh, ummi, oh, abbi, make special dua for me. How can you forget your teacher? Go to your ustad, Hafiz sahab, Qari sahab, Maulana sahab, Mufti sahab, whoever.
and kiss their hand and beg them, my honorable Ustad, I hope he's here, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. Till today when I come to Durban, I make sure I go by him. How can we forget our ihsan of our teachers? You know, Imam, I was just telling the youngsters who were there in the room with me, I started stretching my legs, you know, now we old and cold also finish now. Because old and cold in Afrikaans, they say. So, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, if you read his halat, his ustad was Imam Hamad, rahimahullah, baynahu wa bayna Hamad, sab'atu turuq, between him and Hamad, rahimahullah's house, you must remember there were seven streets. He says, I can't remember one day that I stretched my legs in the direction of my ustad house. So, brothers, that Allah elevates us there. So each one of us, my dear brothers, who especially going to perform Taraweeh, this you must do. If the ustad is somewhere far, so remember that, what we should do, that we should phone, speak to the ustad, and take the du'as. I'm going on a musalla, please make special du'a for me. Then see how Almighty Allah will give us that barakah, inshallah. Next one, our niyyat. What should be our niyyat? Our niyyat should be, I am not fit to be the imam. Remember this, we should not think that I am fit to be the imam. We are not fit to be the imam, but Allah, you gave me this opportunity. You gave me this occasion, so I can be the imam of hundreds of people. So, Quran says, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. You should be happy about it. Allah gave you the greatest gift, and today you are the imam of such a big congregation. Huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un, is better than all the gold, silver, everything the material world can offer. So three things, we will go to our parents, take their du'as, go to our beloved asatiza, and you should take their du'as. If they have passed away, make du'a for them. And the third one is that we may rectify our intention. Now the Taraweeh Salat itself, you know what happens on a musalla. That on the musalla, so many yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas happens. Now, you know, we eat halim and we're going to have samosas and bhajjas and lot of things. Then the stomach also may gur, 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 gur. Now you write here and you hear Masjid and Noor, Melons and Noor. Who's going to work out? Which imam will work out? You'll need so much taqwa. Inshallah, it won't happen, ulama. Just example for those youngsters. So my youngster, remember, make dua. It's hadith in Tirmidhi. Inna lil wudu'i shaitan and yuqalu lahu al walahan. There is a shaitan, his name is Walahan. And that Walahan comes and he blows our fuses here. That he will come and make all the signs, gur, 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 all these things here. So you remember the name? Walahan. Ya Allah, protect me from Walahan, protect me from Walahan. You can't say you're going to eat only after Taraweeh every day, you know, a hungry man is an angry man, you know. So sometimes you have to eat before also. Then we will come on the musalla. It happened now 3-4 weeks ago. They phoned me there outside Gauteng. They say, Mufti Adas, you are praying. What happened after Jummah? They say, the Imam started one surah, he ended up with another surah. I said, Jummah time? They said, yes. I said, what you all did? They say, there was so much commotion, we repeated the Jummah Salat. Imagine. Not one person to correct the Imam. And there was no need to repeat the Salat. He just mixed the surahs up from the surah I went to that. So my brothers, youngsters, now you must remember that musalla is a big responsibility. So what we will do is, now your quarter or half or whatever you are reading, you make your effort, you make dua, and inshallah you must know the masail. You must know the masail of wudu, you must know the basic masail of salat and so forth. And remember that we can't be making, you know, today they got the competition board. They find all these people when they make collusion. So now you and your 2-3 friends, you say, let we also make collusion. You don't take up my mistakes, I won't take up your mistakes. What these people understand here? No, you can't do like that. It's Quran, it's Kalamullah. So we must be very careful on these things here. Another 4-5 important issues when we are on the musalla. Now the hafiz read. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. When you go into ruku, then what we do? Our ruku, sujood, sometimes we make so fast, if somebody has to call me, you're a big crook. I call you a crook, we'll feel very hurt. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam said, that person is asraq, the biggest crook, who steals in his salat, in his ruku and sajda we're stealing. We never made ruku properly, we never made sajda properly. And we the imam. Bichara, that Baji is still going in his first sajda and we already going in the second sajda. How can that be our salat? You know the hadith in Tirmidhi. Swalli fa innaka lam tuswalli. Repeat the salat, you did not read salat. So be very careful about that. Then my dear Hufaz brothers, another habit, I know we all went through this. Now it is your first rakat. Now you're going to start somewhere. Ya ayyuhan nas ubudu rabbakum alladhi. That is your starting point in your second rakat. You are in ruku instead of subhana rabbil azim, so now in sajda subhana rabbil ala, you reading ya ayyuhan nas ubudu rabbakum alladhi. Because now after walad dhalin, you have to start. And this type of thing. Remember Mustafa alayhi salatu salam prohibited us from reading Quran in the position of ruku and sajda. Quran is kalamullah, the highest, the most exalted form. Ruku and sajda is submission to Allah. So you can't take the exalted form of Allah's kalam and read it when you are in ruku and sajda unless you are making it in a manner of dua. But this has got nothing to do with dua when you're reading ya ayyuhan nasu budu and all. So this is a common error, youngsters, please. We cannot be doing this. And we must read properly, clearly, وَرَبْتِرِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Mistakes, we all make mistakes. Yeah, in the tail it happened. Big ulama, we all make mistakes. Mustafa, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mistakes. Zuhur salat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed. After two rakats made salam. So one sahabi, he had long hands, they call him Zulyadain. He said, أَقُسِرَتِ السَّلَاةُ أَمْ نَسِيتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Salat has become short, or you made a mistake? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Sayyidina Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, they didn't say. Said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu, you read two rakats. So Mustafa alayhi salam made mistake, who are me and you ordering mortals? So we should not feel that, you know, see, subhanallah. Study the life of our Salaf al-Salih. Imam Malik rahimahullah, teaching there in Medina Munawwara. If you read Imam Malik's halat and his biography and everything, he was one of the few muhaddithin who had the honor right next to Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. He used to teach hadars hadith there and so forth. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, we're speaking of Quran, so let me tell you. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, at the age of 7, he became Hafiz of Quran. At the age of 10, he bahated Muwatta Imam Malik. Imam Malik rahimahullah used to tell his students and people, Allimu ashabakum qawla la adari. Say, O people, I don't know. Many a time it can happen, we make a mistake, we don't know. So we must not think that we know all. We can all make mistakes. So accept the mistake when the lukma is given. Don't say no. So I was telling you about this, you youngsters. Mistake we all can make. You see the Imam Zuhr time he came. And he said, Allahu Akbar. Now loudly. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Now 30, 40 years ago, there was no Darul Uloom Madrasa. So people thought, must be, this is also one way you can read like it. But the Muazzin was from Malawi. He knew properly. So what he said? He said, Chula, Chula. Chula, Chula. Imam, this, so you can't make chula chula and all that, you must make subhanallah, alhamdulillah, you see. And another imam, you know, he read wazariyati zarwa. You know, that's why me, I don't like imamat, I'll be very honest, you know. Imamat is very difficult, I make guest appearance, you know, jumma, something like that, this is all right for us. But imamat very difficult. So the imam, fajr time, he read wazariyati zarwa. Bichara, there's 30 people, 20 people, not one knows what that. Imam Sahib is stuck in neutral gear. He can't go front, he can't go back. So, what the people do at the back? So again, that's why maybe we got Muazzin from Malawi, you know, understand? So he just shout from the back, he say, Shia lo tatamuye. Understand? He said, leave there, take another one. So brothers, you can't do all these kind of things. Okay, we spoke a little bit about your kirat, we spoke about your ruku and sajda. This is another thing which we get so many complaints. Now we are sitting for tashahud. Now we read tashahud and now we learn one masla. The shortest durood is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So we just read Allahumma salli ala Muhammad and we made salam. But remember, that's not right. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam taught us hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Swallu kama ra'aytumuni uswalli. Perform your salat as you see me performing the salat. So my youngsters, these are important issues that we should think about. Number two, sometimes that you will have a sajdah tilawat. Now from now you should be learning this. You the hafiz, you the imam, is hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So there are 15 sajdah tilawat in the Quran. The Hanbali say 15, Shafi say 14. They leave out the one in Surah Sad. Hanafi say 14. They leave out the one, the second one in Surah Hajj. Maliki say 11. They leave out the last three and they leave out the second one in Surah Hajj. But what is the dua to read, my youngster, my imam, my brother, in sajdah tilawat? We all hit shortcut, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that it? Is that it? But what did Mustafa alayhi salam teach us? The hadith in Tirmidhi. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Oh Allah, you record for me in lieu, in exchange of the sajdah tilawat, reward. Wadda'anni biha wizra. Oh Allah, in exchange of the sajdah, remove from me the sin. Waj'alha li indaka zukhra. Oh Almighty Allah, you make it a zakhira, a treasure for me in your bank in the year after. وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَ مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُدْ. Our Mawana Im sahab is here, Mawana Fiq sahab is here, many money, mashallah, great ulama are here. So you just go to any one of them, or you know Tirmidhi Sharif yourself, so you just see the dua and you learn it from there. Four parts. اللَّهُمَّ اكْتُبْ لِي بِهَا إِنَّكَ أَجْرًا وَضَاعَنِّي بِهَا وِزْرًا وَاجْعَلْهَا لِي إِنَّكَ زُخْرًا وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَ مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُدْ. We add the word alayhi salam. Ya Allah, as you accepted it from Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, you accept from me also. So imagine how much more meaning it will have when we perform the sajdah tilawat. It will be great, isn't it, something? So youngster, my hafiz brother, you learn that inshallah. Then between four rakats, we know we pose and all these things there. So if you, there's no special dhikr to read that time, anything people can do, insha'a sakata, they can be quiet, they can make dua individually, they can make a durud sharif, whatever, so that's fine. Then remember that after the taraweeh, we want to make dua, that's fine, also is acceptable. So what dua are we going to make? Whenever we complete a good deed, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam completed the building of the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. What he said? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. So always beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla for qabooliyat. You should have a program, every one of us, the huffaz and all of us. Sehri time, I must make 5 minutes at least istighfar. وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Someone came to Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri rahimahullah and asked him, O Imam, that in our town, our place, there is no rain, no famine and drought. He said, make istighfar. Someone came, he said, my business, the R word, there is recession. Business is going down and down and down. He said, istighfar. Then someone came, maybe like me, he said, I married so long, no children. He said, make istighfar. So today, if a Maulana has to do that, you know, if it might be some doctor, you make me mouth. Somebody goes to the doctor, head pain, he give panado. Stomach pain, panado. Toe pain, panado. They kept his name, Dr. Panado. So this is it so? So the Maulana, the student came to Imam Hasan Basri, the sage of the age. And he asked him, oh, Imam, three different people came in the short space of time. Everyone you just told. He said, you never read Quran. استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. When you make istighfar, and the best time, sehri time. We awake suhoor time, sehri time. So, make istighfar. Allah Ta'ala will send good, beneficial, torrential rain. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ. Allah will bless you with wealth. وَبَنِينَ. Allah will bless you with children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. These are the worldly benefits. In the year after, tahajjud time, beg Almighty Allah. Allah se manwana hai. Mothers, sisters, you put in laying down the dastarkhan, laying down the table. Hadith in Abu Dawood. Ni'ma suhooru mu'min at-tamr. That the best sehri for the believer is dates. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, I spoke to you about, just now I told you, 7 years old, he became hafiz. Fasting in Ramadan, my brothers, is a duty. And the beauty of Ramadan is tilawatul Quran. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, in one Ramadan, dear brothers, 61 khatam of the Noble Quran. Daytime one khatam, nighttime one khatam, on the musalla while leading the Taraweeh Salat one person. Imagine what love they had for Quran Kareem. Hazrat Shaykh Mawaza Kariya Nawar Allah Marqadahu, if you went any time to Saharanpur, it was a law there. No one could speak. Either you sleep or either you read Quran or you do some mutala or something. So everybody engaged in Quran Kareem. So my brothers, this is the month. Now my youngster, we spoke to you a little bit about the Qiyam and the Tilawat and about Ruku, Sajda, the ending, and then about Sajda, Tilawat. Now which night you're going to complete your Quran Sharif? You complete on one of the odd nights, 25th night, 27th, 29th. Me, I'll advise you normally, try and finish on 29th night. Why? Because 27th, 24th we finish, and people also finish, they say, Taraweeh Khalas, Quran Khalas, they don't come also. So better nowadays you take till 29, but you want to finish before, that is fine. Now the dua. Open Bukhari Sharif, Fadail Quran, there this dua is mentioned. بِئِسَ مَا لِأَحَدِمْ أَن يَقُولُ. It is very bad for a person to say, نَسِيتُ آيَةَ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ. I forgot this ayat and this ayat. بَلْ نُسِّيَ. I am not saying it's haram or not permissible, but definitely I am saying this. When we read the dua, in the ending, we can read it any time. اللَّهُمَّ ذَكِّرْنَا مِنْهُمَا نُسِّيْنَا. Remember, try and read it that way, نُسِّيْنَا. So that if you hear Sheikh Sudais and all the honorable imams of the haram, they all read it the correct way. So learn it the correct way. Every day, you the imam, you the hafiz, take 2 minutes, 5 minutes, educate the people, one masla. I tell you 2-3 maslas now. Istighfar, sehri time. After we finish witr, we read witr now, some of us, alhamdulillah. Some will read tahajjud time, alhamdulillah. Now we make witr, now we tired, isha, then sunnah, then 20 rakat taraweeh, witr. Then imam just made salam, we start running. It's alright, you want to go, but don't forget the dua. It's hadith in Sunan Nasai, Subhan al Malik al Quddus, Subhan al Malik al Quddus. And the third time, Subhan al Malik al Quddus, you prolong it. For us, فَاتَّبِئُونِي. We follow Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, yuhbibukumullah. You become the beloved of Allah. Today we want to become beloved of people. Let us become the beloved of Allah. Yes, we are human beings. We have shortcomings, limitations. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So, now my brothers, preparation for Ramadan. Now 10, 11 days time we'll be starting. Iftar time, the shortest dua. Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu. Is it Abu Dawood? Oh Allah, for your love I kept the fast. On your risk I make the iftar. Now my young brother, you making imamat, you hafiz of whole Quran. Simple one sentence, you learn it, you teach it to another 100,000 people. Also in Abu Dawood, we made iftar before the Maghrib Salat. So you read this. Zahaba dhama'u, the thirst is gone. وَبَتَلَّتِ الْأُرُوقُ, the veins have become moistened. وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ, and the reward is established. InshaAllah, Almighty Allah wali. The hadith of Abu Dawood. Then we read our Maghrib Salat. So we made our Ramadan a great Ramadan. Because we practice on more and more sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in that way, my brothers, we make this whole Ramadan much greater. Now witr salat. We know Sabbih Isma'i Sunnah, first rakat, Kul Ya Kafirun, second rakat, Kul Allahu Ahad, third rakat. But you are the Imam, sometimes if you can see the people are tired also. So if you read short surahs also sometime. Now sometimes you want to tune it up even more and more, you know. So you must also judge the people, and we want more and more people to come to the masjid. Remember the month of Ramadan is Shahrud Dua. So you, my dear Hafiz, dear brother, Imam, whoever, that we should be teaching the people. Study the Quran. Allah Ta'ala speaks of Ramadan. In the ending Ramadan, in between, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Allah Ta'ala is showing us a lesson. That this is the month of asking and begging Almighty Allah. See how fortunate we are. From South Africa, we're so small, comparatively to the Muslim countries. 100 million, 100, 200 million, Indonesia. We're not even 2-3 million here in South Africa. But you will find the South African Hafiz in America. The South African Maulana, Imam, Sheikh, whatever. You will find in Canada. You will find this country. All the Western countries. Alhamdulillah. Now why I mention this? My dear brother Hafiz Sahab, now when you finish Quran, then they'll come by you and say, Hafiz Sahab, you did such a good job. Then they'll bring one big check for you. So you'll take the check. Now what you will do? You will check the check properly. So now, remember, this is also a big burning issue nowadays. If we are reading Taraweeh everything, and now we didn't ask for anything, see Sayyidina Umar's hadith, everything will answer there. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him as an amil. Amil means who collect zakat from the people. So he went, he brought all the zakat, he left it. So Mustafa alayhi salatu salam took out some portion from there. MashaAllah, you youngsters, you collecting the questions. MashaAllah, walk around. Give the youngsters the question. So they're making Safa Marwa already. So, there, Sayyidina Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a portion, Ya Umar, take. He said, Ya Rasul, I didn't do it for this. I do it for Allah and Allah's name. For you, Ya Rasulullah, I did it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught a usul, a principle. Khudha Ya Umar. You take it, Umar. Wa anta ghayru sa'ilin. You never asked for it. Wa ghayru mushrifin. You never expected it. Fa burika lahu fi. Allah will give you barakah. So we must not expect it. We must not ask for it. And so forth. If people give on their own, that's a different thing. But it's better we don't take. Remember these things here. That will be our taqwa and piety. That we beg Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jalla, whatever little bit of khidmat we made, so Almighty Allah accepts it. Brothers, this is Fortuna ND709479. Fortuna vehicle ND709479. Please, brothers, just move it. Okay. Now, my brothers, as far as the honorable Huffaz go and so forth, when someone makes a mistake, and now someone rectifies us, now the shaitan will come, some of the shaitans are fastened, but not all of them, some small shaitan still running around, our nafs, our ego is still free, say, no, I want to fix him up. So now we will take out a mistake of his also. No, that should not be the intention. That we made a mistake, so that person rectified us. We should thank him that I made a mistake, you rectified me. So sometimes, you know, we get carried away in this type of things there. Our sajda tilawat, I told you as well. Now another issue, our clothing, our hair, our topi, all these type of things. You know, you have to look like an imam also. You can't come here on that. And once I was performing, I'm tall, 6 feet tall. Once I was performing tawaf there by the Baytullah. And obviously by the Baytullah tawaf. Now, I see one Arab brother. That he is carrying his son, And he doesn't understand English. And on top he is written a hog, Brother. And the snap is also there. So I just took big steps and I held him like this. So actually he got a shock, saying maybe this guy is some, he doesn't know CII, so maybe he thought I'm CIA, And this type of, so all this time. I told him, Sheikh, just look at the place where we are. We right at the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharraf. Look at your son, how handsome he is. But look at the clothes you, the father, bought for him and gave him. Can I blame the son or I blame you? You brought the khinzir right here by Baytullah. He looked at me, he thanked me, everything. Now you are the imam, my young brother Hafiz. Now you come here with the Manchester Red Devils. We making dua, Allah save us from the devil, but the imam brought the devil inside. So this. You see, my youngster? So these are things, you must see the signal you are sending out. Then your hair, your topi, your beard, all these things here. And it's not only for Ramadan. But if you are sincere for Ramadan, inshallah, Allah will give us tawfiq to continue after that also. So we shouldn't be just for Ramadan. But we need all this also, smoking, all these things. People, they watch. The youngster read now. Ya laytani lam attakhiz fulanan khalila. How I wish I didn't take A, B, C, X, Y, Z person as my friend. Wa qala al-rasul, ya rabbi inna qawmi attakhadu hadha al-Qur'an mahjura. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah commenting on this verse. What a beautiful commentary. People who don't read the Qur'an, faqad hajarahu. They have already abandoned the Qur'an. Those who read the Qur'an, but they don't make tadabbur, tafakkur, they don't wonder, ponder, reflect on the Qur'an, faqad hajarahu. They also have abandoned the Qur'an. Those who read it, they make tafakkur, tadabbur, they wonder, ponder, but they don't practice on the Quran. So they also have abandoned the Quran. So what is our function, dear ulama, dear hufaz, dear brothers, all of us? Remember the awam, the public, go to the ulama. So we need to read the Quran Kareem. We need to practice on it. What is the Quran's message? Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakul liyadabbaru ayati. Imam al-Hasan al-Basri used to say, so many people say, I read the whole Quran. Wallahi ma qara'a harfan min al-Quran. I take qasam, he never read one word of the Quran. Because he read it without any tafakkur, tadabbur, no wondering, pondering, reflecting, nothing. So think about these things here. So these are all required here. And then you know that we beg Almighty Allah, as I mentioned, for acceptance. And one, two other issues I can think of. Then whatever questions you want to ask, you can ask, inshallah. If you must remember, people ask us a masla. Now you with the Hafiz, with the Alim, with the Maulana, Mufti, whatever. We know it, we're sure about it, alhamdulillah. We're not sure about it, they don't say this. Because sometimes our people now, they're getting clever also. See, no, some ulama, they say like this, and some ulama, they say like this. You don't want to say he doesn't know, so he says that some ulama, they say this, and some say like this. Don't. Be honest and just say, no, I'll find out in this type of thing. Don't cause confusion in it. And the last thing is this, that mashallah, we all should make dua. See, as Maulana mentioned, just take this one thing. You go Iran, you go these places, you won't find no Taraweeh Salat. If you ask them why no Taraweeh Salat, see, you need to understand this. If you ask them why no Taraweeh Salat, they will tell you Taraweeh, like how you read today, 20 rakats, was introduced by Hazrat Umar radiallahu an. They say we don't like Astaghfirullah, Nakhle Kufr, Kufr Nabashad. They say they don't like Sayyidina Umar, so they took whole Taraweeh and threw it away. You see from way to way it landed up. So my brothers, I appeal to you, we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and remember that is the greatest gift which Almighty Allah has blessed us with. So as long as we stick to Quran Kareem, they asked one, two great ulama, you know, about South Africa, that how come this country, there's something different about it, you know. You look at our country, how many masajid, how many darlums, how many madrasas. I go to the darlums there, you will find more. There's 700 students, 600 students. More than 50%, 60, 70% are foreign students. Some from Russia, some from countries you never heard of in this and all. So they all came to study in South Africa. So my brothers, they said these two things. Number one is this. Okay, these people, they made abad of the masjid, they look after their masajid. And second thing, they make their children hafiz and they spend in the path of Allah. So imagine what a great thing it is. So the more, inshallah, we make our children hafiz, ulama, we spend in the path of Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala will keep halat and conditions good for us. Otherwise, what happens in future, only Allah knows, my brothers. So I conclude today's talk, my brothers and sisters. The greatest dua, or there's one more thing I must mention. The greatest dua we should make is the dua Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam made. Surah 12, verse 101. Surah 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bi salihin. O Allah, let me die with Iman and Islam and join me with the pious people. Sometime we get inspired, especially when Ramadan is coming. Look at my neighbor's son, he became hafiz. Maybe I didn't get the chance. But my son, I can make him. So what you should do now? There's dua in Tirmidhi. If you open the Arab copies of Tirmidhi, they got the heading there. Babu ma ja'a fi hifz al-Quran. So on the night of Jumu'ah now. So after Maghrib, after Isha, mashallah, is after Isha now. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala who came, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I learned this verse, I forget. I learned this verse, I forget. I don't have a strong memory. Mustafa Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching his son-in-law. O Ali, you go and you read four rakat salat, Laylatul Jumu'ah. Surah Fatiha, first rakat, then Surah Yasin. Second rakat, Surah Fatiha, then Surah Dukhan. Surah Dukhan, Surah number 44. And then third, you sit for tashahud, everything, like how we read the sunnahs of Zuhur. And thereafter tashahud, you stand up, and then you read Surah Fatiha, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. And then you read fourth rakat, Surah Fatiha and Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarakalladhi. So first Surah Yasin, then Surah Dukhan, then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and fourth you will read Surah Mulk. And then you make dua. Inshallah, Allah will bless you with such a retentive and good memory that Allah Ta'ala, even in old age we can become hafiz. There's no barrier or anything. So, now I know what you're going to say. He's speaking, was it just four surahs? We don't even know. After Alam Tara properly. So if you don't know the surahs properly, then look inside the Quran, out of Salat, and we make shortcut for you. So you look inside the Quran Sharif, and then you just read two rakat Salat. Ya Allah, I read the four surahs. I'm reading two rakat Salat. Ya Allah, make me a hafiz of Quran. Ya Allah, make my son a hafiz of Quran. Ya Allah, make my daughter a hafiz of Quran. So that is your greatest sadaqah jariyah, that you made someone a hafiz, alhamdulillah. In conclusion, I have to thank our Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, mashallah, our youngsters, they're doing great, great work now, sterling work, Allah Ta'ala accept it. Our Mawana Imsab, he's a ni'mal badal, inshallah. Mawana Yunusab, we all know him, what great legacy he left. Hazrat Hakim Sab also passed away. Just now when I was in that room, I was thinking, if you can't do anything, brothers, we all know Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel. Some met Hazrat Hakim Sahib, some didn't meet. But then you go to other ulama, other mashayikh, what giants. Halab, today brothers, you know Halab? Halab, let me just tell you, we're speaking of Quran, let me tell you just 3-4 things quickly. Halab, no, just read the Quran from the Haram, the Arabic one. Brothers, from Halab, our Ustad, make dua, we invited him for the Darul Newcastle Jalsa, inshallah, he agreed, he will come, inshallah. Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Muhammad Ali Sabuni, the Ustad, he's from Halab. No, the Arabic, the proper Haram one. No, translation. So, Shaykh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, he made so much khidmat of the Quran Kareem, so you find that he's still there, he's in Makkah Mukarramah past 30, 40 years. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, so much khidmat he made of hadith and so forth. So remember that he's from Halab. And if you have... Okay, here's it, mashallah. You see this Quran Kareem. How many 114 surahs? Now see, learn my brothers. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu took Quran before reading, we would kiss it and say, Hada Dusturu Rabbi. This is the constitution of my Allah. Then, this Quran Kareem, the copy I'm holding now, if you read Arabic, وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّاتُ Usman Taha, وَفَقَهُ اللَّهُ. Usman Taha is from Halab, from Syria. Today he's 84 years old. I met him 3-4 times, I went to his house. So, I asked him, before I even sat down, I said, Sheikh, I want two things from you. He looked at me, that this guy come to my house, he's already requesting things there. So I told him, Sheikh, you must allow me one thing. I say, what? I say, how many times you wrote the Quran? Wrote, brothers, no type in computer, wrote, khattat. He say, 8 times I wrote the Quran, starting to end. I say, where you wrote? He say, in Dimashq he wrote it once, and 7 times he wrote it in Madina Munawwara. I said, Sheikh, please take out your hand, I want to kiss your hand. So then he said, Sheikh Mutawalli Sha'arawi, the Giga Alim, he passed away a few years. From Egypt came, he also requested. So he took out his hand and I kissed it. Then I told him, Sheikh, now you must do one more job for me. So you see what? So I told him, write my name. So he just said, okay. Now if you tell me to write Abdul Qadir Hussein, oh, just 2 seconds, 5 seconds. This khattat, you know how long they take. He went in his room there, he come after about 20 minutes. So he say, Sheikh Abdul Qadir, whatever. See, Allah's mercy is coming. So he said, take, I wrote your name and I use the same pen I use for the Quran Kareem, that pen I use for you. But I won't show you the pen. I said, Ya Sheikh, la ahtaju ilal qalam, I don't need the pen, I need the paper. So he got happy like saying. So he wrote that, you see, I got into the home also, mashallah. Then we went again, I took my wife with, you know. So, you know, me and my wife, we got no children, you know my story, no wife, no life, you know, understand. So, I told Sheikh, write my wife's name. So he looked at me, he said, no, today I'm not so well. And because they don't just write, they take long to write. So I tell Sheikh, you know her name? He said, no. So I say, Fatima Uthman Hussein. He said, what? My daughter's name also Fatima Usman Hussein. I say, Sheikh, is your daughter better right now? He said, yeah, bring. So, mashallah, he wrote for her also. You see? So brothers, they all come from Halab. Imagine, I told you, one Mufassir, one commentator of the Noble Quran, and one Muhaddis, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, they both came to South Africa. And Sheikh Dr. Taha Usman Taha. Imagine, I just gave you three people all from Halab. And today, the Alawis are murdering our people there. How many madrasas, how many ulama, how many huffaz? Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, is Allah's mercy coming. Brothers, read two rakat salat at least. Our sister, Dr. Afia, you see what has happened. Today I received the email before I went to the airport from Dr. Fauzia. What they have done to her sister. And our heart, we eat, we drink, we enjoy, and we carry on like everything is fine. It's not fine, brothers. So at least in the darkness of the night, in Ramadan, raise our hands and ask Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, our Mujahideen, our Mazlumeen, our oppressed brothers, sisters, children. A lady in Syria, the child took some food to give to the Mujahideen. These Bashar Assad, these Alawi Shias, they caught all of the youngster, they shot how many bullets straight in his knees and everything, and they tortured him and they handed his body to his mother. Who's there to speak for all of this? So my brothers, the zulm goes on for the ummah. So me and you, when we live in comfort zone, we should not be oblivious of this. Last thing, I know I told you last thing how many times. See brothers, we don't read our own history also. The whole world knows of Robben Island. Especially now, you know, everything is coming out. Robben Island. For me and you, wallah, I sit in this masjid, Robben Island is not so important because of the political what happened. The first Quran Kareem to be written on the shores of South Africa were written in Robben Island. Go read the story of Imam Tuan Guru, rahimahullah. Imam Tuan Guru was sent in exile. You must remember he was there in Robben Island. He was a Hafiz and an Alim. From memory he wrote the Quran Kareem in Robben Island. The first Quran to come to South Africa, written by memory. How many of us as Muslims know these things here? So take this message to the world, that this is the glory of the Quran. They put us in jail, but we will take the message of Allah. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, they incarcerated him in those days. And remember, the people came and asked him, how's things in jail? He said, you ask me what's in jail? بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِ الْعَذَابِ. You have put me in azab, what you think, but here inside Allah has put His mercy on me. So let me but sacrifice, make for Allah's deen, and see how Allah's mercy will envelope us. So may Almighty Allah bless our asatiza, Almighty Allah bless our ulama, bless our huffaz, make our children huffaz inshallah. Okay, come you youngsters, you can fire up. You're not human now, you can ask direct questions also. I'm AK Hussein, not AK-47. Now don't start asking questions, you want to shoot somebody else, you know. Those are people's cars, you're not parking straight. F8Z448EC Toyota. F8Z448 Eastern Cape EC Toyota. Just move the car, please. Okay, come brothers, 8:30. I think I went over the time, but anyway, there are certain things we have to discuss. Anybody come with the questions?
Brother.
Where are those youngsters? Come, or I come, you Hafiz Azji. Tell him, oh, this man, my nephew starts. Surah Hajj, the second one, when you know in your masjid you don't have Hanafis only, you have Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis, all this kind of thing. Then the best thing is this, that make that, when you come there, Ya Ayyuhallazina Amanu Rukabu Wasjudu. So what you should do there is, that go into Ruku. So when you go into Ruku, and you make intention of Sajda Tilawat, or they make intention of Sajda Tilawat, so that is fine. Hazrat Mawlana Tanvir Rahmatullah Alayhi is to do that. So whenever is to read this ayat, is to go into Ruku. So in that way, those who are the Shafis and everyone, see the istidlal, wa kharra raki'a. Nabi Dawood alayhi salam story. So in salat, if you go in ruku and you make intention of sajda tilawat, the sajda tilawat is done also. So one day Sheikh Shuraim did it also there. I know we were reading behind him in the haram. So my advice to the honorable Hufaz, if you read in the 17 Jews, the last part, and you Hanafi, and you know behind you there's different schools, then make a ruku there, and there sajda tilawat will also be done. In that area. That's the easiest way of doing it. See, come brothers, fire up whatever you got. As I make dua and we go now. Come, my young Hafiz brothers. You see brothers, I just made ishara towards it. You know, sometime we come here, Durban, mashallah, is hot also, but now it's supposed to be winter. But now we just come with the Bermudas and all these kind of things, you know. You know, sometimes I feel so ashamed, but I have to stand up there in our masjid. Our brothers, they come. Inshallah, no imam will do it, but you know, I'm just giving a masla. That our brothers, they come in the masjid, when they go in ruku and sajda, now we're reading sunnats or so behind them or something. You can see the crack also. Yeah. Imagine. They make us crack and they want to show us they are crack. And this type of thing, you know. So how you can come to salat like that? Ya bani adama khudu zinatakum. So wear your beauty when you come for salat. Quran says. So we should be very, very careful about this type of things. Ji. Come, brothers, open floor, ji. Umar. MashaAllah. Come speak near the Umar. I can't hear the rain. Here is three maslas. Masla number one, if the person naturally does not have beard. You know, some people, the beard don't grow. So obviously you read salat, then there's no problem. The salat, everything is fine. Second situation is this, the person got a beard, but he trims it and all that and that. Then definitely the salat is makruh tahrimi, the sin is on him. And then these kind people, we should not encourage them to be the imam. If they want to make imamat, all that, then they can make imamat in their house. So that is the best. We don't tell them, don't make imamat at all. Make in your house and all that, then it's fine. But don't come into masjid and make imamat there. And third one is the person shaves it off. Remember that the best kitab I have found on this topic is Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Nawar Allah Marqadu's kitab, Hujubu I'fa'i Lihya, and the ta'aliq, the footnotes is written by Sheikh bin Baz Rahimahullah. So imagine for an Indian alim, and Sheikh bin Baz has to write the ta'aliq. It's a big honor, you know. So they, Hazrat Sheikh has done great work there, and like his other works. So if you can read that, you know, he's translated also some of it. So read that, and inshallah, why should we feel shy to wear, to have the beard and all these type of things? Remember that we must never ever think that we want to impress the non-Muslim. I give you one incident quickly. I was going from here to Zambia, this is a few years ago. Small plane, you know, 80, 100 passengers. So this white person was sitting next to me. Now when we come, even today it happened. Today what happened? My wife and myself came, so we had that extra leg room, you know, I'm told. I see two guys, proper suit and tie and this, and then I think they belong to some TV and all that. I look at my, this thing, you know, boarding pass. Now 100% they sit you on my, so I say, sir, are you sure you're sitting on your seat? So no, we thought the plane is empty. You understand? So they just saw us, maybe they thought Usama came, so quick, they just moved away and this type of thing. You understand? So no problem, you know, but the plane is full. So this white guy was sitting there, non-Muslim, and he saw me and my wife. You can just see the body language, his wuzu is breaking everything, you know, and everything. So I asked him, sir, what's your name? So, you know, it must make them feel comfortable. He says, Steve. I say, you believe in Adam and Eve, or you believe in Adam and Steve? So, no, I believe in Adam and Eve. I say, I ask you a question, now your turn. He's there, I'm here, my wife is there. He put his hand right past my nose like this. He said, for what your wife is dressed like this? I said, Steve, I told you ask any question. No problem. I'll answer you, but you must be honest, Steve. He said, no, I'll be honest. I said, Steve, there's 80 people here in this plane, for example. 40 men, 40 women is fair? He said, fair. I said, Steve, logically, who can be a better role model to teach modesty, to teach morality to the children, grandchildren? These women who are scantily clad here, or this lady? You tell me. He take his finger and put it again this way. Past my nose. So the whole trumpet was went like that. Q&A going. So come you youngsters. I told them they have many questions. Ji. Oh, mashallah. Zubair, yeah. All the people are, who I know are asking questions. Ah, excellent. There's hadith in Bukhari and Muwatta Imam Malik and that. There's Zakwan. Zakwan used to look inside the Quran Kareem and used to make imamat. And Ya Ummu Ha Min Al Mushaf. He used to make imamat for Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. So the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, they allow that. You see in Makkah and all of that. So yes, it is permissible according to majority scholars. The Hanafis, they don't allow. Hanafis don't allow the imam to have the Quran. Because you must remember, it is amal kathir and ta'alim and ta'allum. And likewise for the muqtadi, he also cannot have the Quran while the salat is on. So according to Hanafis, it's not allowed. Good question. Ji. Come, ji, brothers. Ah. Excellent suggestion. You know how many times I want to suggest this to the imams of the Haram. 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 6 million people last year performed Umrah. Last year. This year Allah alone knows, you know, all the construction, all the make dua for the Haramain also, Masjid al-Aqsa also. Anyway, so now, normally the South African and people, they go 18, 20 days, they spend Makkah, last 10, 12 days, they come Madinah Munawwarah. 80% of the time, you will find the imam in Makkah where he finished and where you come, you haven't missed Taraweeh, but you will miss some ayats. So it's so easy just to synchronize it, you know, that everywhere they did the same, Makkah and Medina. But, you know, we can't, they don't listen to us and all these type of things. So, yeah, mashallah, our brother got a good suggestion, Mawrafiq, our secretary sub of Jamiat, that you can send out this thing, you know, circular to the honorable imams and that. It's a very good suggestion. I agree with it, brother. Very good. That the imams come to a understanding. We all make khatam on 27 night or 29 night. And every night, first 10 nights, we will read 1 1/4 or first 15 nights or whatever it is, you know. So in that way there, so even if the brothers float around, they move around, so they're not missing anything there. So that's a very good suggestion. I agree with you, brother. Very good. See? आवाज नहीं आ रही हाँ सी दिस इज ऑल्सो अ वेरी गुड क्वेश्चन द इमाम नाउ वी आई माई सेल्फ ऑल्सो वेन वी वर दोज डेज परफॉर्मिंग तरावी वी ऑल्सो मेक शॉर्टकट यू नो अल्लाह अकबर अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन वन डे वाज मेकिंग तरावी इन कराची यू नो सो माशाल्लाह वी मेड तरावी इन कराची अमेरिका साउथ अफ्रीका. So that brother came to me in Karachi, I still remember, because the brother asked a question. He said, Maulvi Sahab, you know, then he became everybody Maulvi Sahab. You know. Say, Maulvi Sahab. I said, Ji. He said, Aapne no shuru surah Fatiha, ya apne alhamdu, itne jaldi shuru kar diya. Main to subhanakallahu ma par rata, wo bhi khatam nahi hua. And all this time. So this is 100% true. We should pause little bit, that we reading subhanakallahu ma, give the people chance also. Sometime what happened, I think this is the question, not only subhanakallahumma, that sometime we are reading and we get stuck. Now, you know the neutral gay example, same. We don't know, go front, go back, go which way. So now we stuck. And maybe the Sami also, bichara, his mind also drifted away. So if 3 subhanallah, 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 and that took place, then remember, especially Hanafis, Hanafis are strict on this. Then sajda, so you will have to make, you know, and this type of thing there. Some ulama, they say in Tarawih, you mustn't make and that, but according to the law, you will have to. So it's better you make it. But Shafi, Maliki, Ambali, and they're not strict on these issues here. So therefore, it's very flexible according to them. So these things there. So therefore, if the imam is totally stuck, then the Sami, if he doesn't know that verse there, give the verse before that, so he'll come back, inshallah. You know in Hifz how it works there. So in that way we can rectify it, inshallah. Yes. Okay, the brother sent a note, he said you must touch on taharat. You must remember, I told you just now about the wudu and all that, but I think the brothers means another thing also, that when we are the imams especially, then we must be very careful of our istinja and ghusl and all these type of things, you know. And that is true. فِيهِ رِجَالُوِ يُحِبُّونَ أَيْتَتُهَرُ Quran has praised that men who clean themselves very, very, you know, properly and so forth. So it is, we are the imam after all, so we should take extra caution. Maulana is asking for you all, not for himself. Excellent question. Sometimes what happens, the imam, the person reading the imam, he left out few words or one, two ayats. So in a case like that, what you should do is this, that you tell him, and then in the next two rakats, he can just read the two, three verses, or that one ayat there, that's fine, there's no problem. Sometime, his two rakats are finished, he's reading six rakats or eight rakats, then either he reads it the next day, or the person who's going to read after him can rectify it. Sometime with a new reciter, he say, hey, I just learned my quote, don't come tell me about yours and all this type of thing. You sort yourself out tomorrow, you understand? If I want to fix up your mistakes, then my katpat will start here. So it is a give and take situation, you understand? Okay. So, the three ayats is the shortest, you know. So we can read, well, asri inna atayna qul wallah. I do like that sometimes. So shortcut and this type of thing. Otherwise you read, ya ayatun nafsul mutmainna. Ya ayatun nafsul mutmainna. Like that shortly. Ji. Ah, 20 rakats versus 8 rakats, Shaykh Atiyah Salim. You read Arabic book? For the ulama, they should try and get this book, mashallah. Many people going now for Umrah and all that, for Hajj after that. Shaykh Atiyah Salim is a ustad also, mashallah. I should sit in his daras many times. So, he was a male nurse. He came to Madinah Munawwara, and mashallah, he became a giant of a scholar, and he was a qazi also. He wrote the book, Shaykh Atiyah Salim. He passed away, rahimahullah. He used to give dars in the haram. He used to give dars there in Masjid Nabawi. Subhanallah, see this book he wrote. He wrote a book of Taraweeh Salat in Masjid Nabawi, Akthar min Alfi Amin. For more than 1,000 years, Taraweeh Salat in Masjid Nabawi. And he proved there it never happened that 8 rakats were read. It was always 20 rakats. So when this ummah has ijma, remember Shafi'is, Hanafis, Malikis, Hanbalis, everybody agrees on minimum 20. Imam Malik got 36 rakats and all that. So when people speak of 8 and all these kind of things, remember this is ittiba'i hawa, just following desires. Everything shortcut. First they want to make shortcut in quality. Now they make shortcut in quality, quantity also. So that is not acceptable. Remember that we must read 20 rakats. And therefore, any alim who got this book, mashallah, is a very good book. You should try and get it if you don't have it. By Shaykh Atiyah Salim, rahimahullah. About Masjid Nabawi, more than 1,000 years, 20 rakats. If you made it, the ayat says supposed to be 24, and you made it 25, or 26, so then it's valid. But if you made it before, then obviously you'll have to repeat that. But you must understand one thing here also, sometimes we make mistake. Sajda tilawat is wajib, according to Hanafis, upon the qari, the reciter, and the listener. But according to Shafi's, Malik's, Hanbali's, is sunnah. So sometimes the imam might be not be a Hanafi. So if he made it wrong place, now don't make a big hue and cry, he made a mistake, let's carry on now. You understand what I'm saying? Because according to them, it's sunnah. And it's not something must do. We must understand these issues. Jay.
Yes,
سائش تو ہے لیکن ہم کہیں گے کہ یہ جو ہے وہ مرغوب فی نہیں ہے, بہتر نہیں ہے. چونکہ کیا ہوگا, اس کا مطلب یہ ہوگا کہ دس پارہ میں اپنا سوا پارہ پڑھ دیا تو پھر اتنی تطویل کی اور لمبائی کی, پھر آخری دس میں جو ہے مختصر مختصر پڑھیں گے. تو بہتر یہ ہے, دیکھو علامہ فتاوی عالمگیری میں لکھا ہے, سی مولانا سو دا کوشچن فار برادر مولانا صاحب آس دیٹ اف اے پرسن ریچ ون اینڈ پارا ون اینڈ کوارٹر پارا ان ٹین رکعت دین دا لاسٹ ٹین رکعت فار ایگزامپل الم ترا اینڈ اور ود دوہا اور سم تھنگ. سو جائز از جائز, بٹ از از گڈ ٹو ڈو لیٹ, نو از ناٹ گڈ ٹو ڈو لیٹ. سی ان فتاوی عالمگیری دے روٹ ون مسئلہ, دے سے دیٹ ایوری ڈے دیٹ یو ریڈ, یو نو فار ایگزامپل یو ریڈ 10 verses per ayat, you know, you read 10 verses per ayat, then you will finish on the 27th night. So what will happen to you, that 6236 verses you will finish. So the ulama, they already worked all these type of things out, that we should not be making imamat in such a manner that some rakats we make so long and the other rakats so short. Ye munasib nahi hai, chahiye to hai lekin munasib nahi hai. کسی اور امام کو نہیں, پھر وہ تو ایک عارضی چیز ہے, مطلب وہ تو دوسری, تو پھر تو ٹھیک ہے اگر آپ کا دوست آیا کہ تو ایک رات کے لیے, لیکن اس کو معمول بنا دینا وہ تو ٹھیک ہے. جی یا ماشاء اللہ. See brothers, even that's a very important point. Therefore you see Q&A, you learn a lot of things, that the tajweed must be very good. Very good meaning must be, you know, the qaf and the kaf, the ha and the ha. All that we must be careful. Now sometimes the way we read, you know, Allah alone knows what we're reading and this type of things. Yeah. So all these kind of things must be rectified now, before Taraweeh starts. Therefore I said, go to our asatiza, go to our, you know, elders or whoever, and try, and even now we can do it, that every day you read 2 para, 3 para, before Ramadan will be finished, inshallah. So in that way there we rectify. Or if you don't want to read the whole Quran Kareem, we know the portion we're going to read, at least go read that portion, and in that way we know we're not making some mistakes that we made normally when we were learning our sabak and so forth. Because normally that's what happens, we make the same mistakes over and over. If the imam read such a verse that the whole meaning got distorted and it can lead to kufr or Allah forbid, but unintentionally, obviously, so remember, and no one corrected, then that salat will have to be repeated. Astaghfirullah, you know Quran says about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, wa innahu fil akhirati la min as-salihin. Now one hafiz, I don't know how he managed it, but he read wa innahu fil akhirati la min al-khasirin. Astaghfirullah. So, and nobody corrected, then they phone and all these kind of things. So I don't know if somebody told him Arabic or what. So I told him, no, in a case like that, you have to repeat the salat. You must remember this kind of thing. Because now it means you made total opposite meaning, you know, and this type of thing. So if it is such a serious mistake and no one corrected, see, that is why everything you will find in the hadith. Where must the imam stand? Tawassatul imam. The imam must stand in the middle. So you have the side people, you have the side. Who must be near the imam? In hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, لِيَلِينِ مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. Those people should be near me, those who are the intelligent ones, and the people who got, you know, understanding and so forth. So especially in Taraweeh, say for example, the imam's wuzu break. Now you got 3 people there who don't know what's happening. What they will do? They will push one another this way and everything. Yeah, Masjid Noor is very fortunate, they got a door this side also, the imam. Just disappear. Other masjid will be a big problem, you know, and this type of thing. So you call it istikhlaf, that somebody come and carry on. So you must know what to do, you know. See?
Person who is a mustadi, his wudu breaks while he is following the imam. Is he allowed to sit him or he must be?
Remember that if the imam's wuzu break, then he must move away immediately. We call it istikhlaf. Somebody else should come, as I mentioned. If the muqtadi's wuzu break, he shouldn't just sit. See, Islam taught us. Today we all have this hanky and what. So what you do, you take your hanky, you just cover your nose or your mouth in that, and you start walking. Automatically people will know that this person here has got an emergency. They'll give way and you walk out. You can't continue your salat. And you shouldn't just sit there. Because what you should do is, now you go, and then you're going to go to toilet or wudu, whatever. Wudu is compulsory, obviously. Then you come back, and you can continue your salat and so forth. So, but you can't continue the salat, and you shouldn't just sit there. You'll see in the Haram Sharif, many times people, they wudu break, then they just sit there. Because now they look at the crowd, they just get, you know, now what must I do? So, no. So, this kind of masail, we should know, that we should move away immediately. Remember that, the excellent question, Maulana, they know they're asking for the benefit of the brothers. Remember, Isha Salat must be first. You can't have Taraweeh before Isha. You can't have Witr before Isha. Better is to have Taraweeh first and then Witr. But if you have Witr first and then Taraweeh, that also is fine, there's no problem, it's acceptable. So let's say, for example, the Imam made a mistake in the 15th and 16th rakat. Example. Then everybody read the 20 rakats and then witr. Then they phone some Maulana, Mufti sahab, somebody. He said, no, you have to repeat it. So after the witr also, if you repeat it, it's totally fine. You don't have to repeat the witr. And if the people are gone home, you can just make announcement or something or write on the board or something. So remember that therefore it's so important to have an alim or somebody in the masjid who knows all this type of masail as well. And therefore we shouldn't be reading Taraweeh on our own, you know. That if you're reading on your own, then you have a Sami, a person who's a Hafiz behind us. Or if you're reading alone totally, we put on the tape recorder or whatever. Nowadays gadgets, we got all the CDs and all. So if we, normally a Hafiz knows where he made a mistake. Then that portion there, he just listens to it and then he rectifies it. So that would be the best thing to do. Ji, 9 o'clock we'll finish up, brothers. I see still 5 minutes left. Ji. That's an excellent question. Sajda Tilawat came, Imam Sahib carried on, people waiting for Taraweeh to finish. Now, no, nothing. So in a case like that, it's forgiven. Finish. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina wa akhtana. You don't make the Sajda Tilawat out of Salat. Because it was read in Salat. And you don't have to read another 2 rakats or something. Rufiyan ummati al-khatahu wa nisyan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from this ummah, Allah Ta'ala remove when we do something unintentionally or forgetfully. So if it happened like that, we imam, I'm the imam, there's 100 people, I forgot about the Sajda Tilawat. I knew, but sometimes you're so engrossed, or sometimes you're reading, mashallah, a surah and you're enjoying it, the meaning or whatever. So we just get it on. And people also, nobody knows where the Sajda is, for example. So it's maaf in that case there. Yeah, make istighfar. Especially Hanafis, because it's wajib, you know. I told you Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis is sunnah. So for them it's not a serious issue, but for Hanafis just make istighfar. Ah, excellent. I get a question last week. Somebody, one town, they say our imam, I don't know what he was doing, he broke his toe, and his toe is in plaster and all that now. I don't know who told them that the imam sits, they all must sit down. So, sitting jamaat. Some Arab karein. So I told him, no, that what must happen is this, that the imam can make imamat. See, this is a very important masla. Especially Hanafis. He can make imamat, sitting. But sajda, ruku, he can make direct, normal, it's fine. You know, bend a little bit. But sajda, he must make on the ground. If he don't make sajda on the ground, then according to Hanafis, he can't make imamat. So must remember this. So that's a very important masla. Shafis in it is very flexible. See another masla also while we're discussing this. Now we have a youngster, he's 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. He's not baligh, he's not mature. But he's complete Hafiz and mashallah, he knows his Quran Kareem excellent, you know. My honorable Ustad Hafiz Dimalia, when I finish Hifz, so I was not Baligh. So, now my parents, I suppose, they wanted a Masjid. So this is the first time in my life I saw Mias Farm. So I remember my father bought a new car that time, the Ranger, the South Africa's own car, you know. So Hafiz Dimalia, my honorable Ustad, my father, late Rahimahullah, myself, we went there to Hazrat Mufti Sanjalvi Sahib in Mias Farm. He spoke something in Urdu, Gujarati, or you know, what he spoke, it went over my head, I understood nothing. So he asked that, is Baligh or what? So I asked him, what is Baligh in this? This is, this you understand nothing, you understand? So he said, no, he can't perform Tarawih, you see. Now you got your youngsters, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. So what you will do? So don't discourage them. See, this is a big thing. Hazrat Mohsin Khan Sahib, if you met him, you know, he used to give certain sentences. You can give lecture for 1-2 hours in there. He said, that this zamana, you must make tarheeb, you must make tarheeb. To make is, make imala, don't make izala. You see? So the youngster got shock to make tarawi, 8-9 years old. They're very good. All you youngsters, 8-9 years old, this is your imam, you must read behind you. See? So put them in an outbuilding somewhere and all these kind of things there. Fine, let them read. But I know the youngsters will run a record also, but it's alright, at least they're reading and this type of things there. So at least encourage them to read and this type of things there. From small, mashallah. So that is fine. According to Shafis and them, even in a big masjid like this, if you ever nabaligh, minor to read, according to Shafis and them, it's permissible. Hanafis don't allow. But Shafis, even then they allow. So you must remember that. So, you know, this hadith is on all, both sides, obviously. So the point I'm making is this, Islam is there so that these youngsters can also be active in this type of thing. Ji. Sami is fine. I used to enjoy it because all the guys must take. Sami is fine, there's no problem. But it must be in Salat. You can't be a person out of Salat day, the Imam make a mistake, so you start correcting from there. You understand? So that is not permissible. It must be in Salat. Okay, brothers, anybody else? Last question, Ji. It's fine. For us, we prefer it that way. Because I made mistake somewhere in the middle. So now, if you take 1-2 ayats back, then we come down, the flow is going on. You see? So it's fine, no problem. All these kind of things, now you know myself, you, three other youngsters, we're performing Tarawih. So all this, we sort out before we go on the Musalla. See if I get stuck, this is what you do. And you must know who must give the mistake also. Not all three give the mistake. You see, we used to become Hafiz. Now I'm listening to your door or whatever. So now I say wrong. You know, you read wrong. So one day we're making Tarawih and all that. So the Imam he read. So the youngster from the back he said, wrong. can't do all these kind of things. You know? So basic things you must just go through, mashallah. You know? Okay, brothers, we had a marathon session from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock now. So Allah Ta'ala reward you. No. Just carry on. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu and he was performing Fajr Salat. See, we just end on this note. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu is Hadith. If you read this Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, you will cry, you know. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu reading Salat. Fajr is dark. Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi came, the fire worshipper Zoroastrian, came with a dagger, he stabbed him. Then Umar fell down. Abdullah bin Abbas came, he continued with the Salat. See, Sahaba, they knew what to do. So the Salat finished, they carried Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh. Then subhanallah, the men of Medina came to bid farewell to Sayyidina Umar. The women came of Medina to bid farewell. But parada obvious. The children of Medina Munawwara came to bid farewell. Said Umar radiallahu anhu, leave this world. And he told his son, Abdullah ibn Umar, you go again and ask mother Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha. I asked her, but maybe I'm Amirul Mu'mineen. So therefore, you go and ask her again. Willingly, if she gave permission, then bury me next to Mustafa alayhi salam and Sayyidah Abu Bakr Siddiq. See what Sayyidah Aisha said. Subhanallah. Aathartuka ala nafsi. I give you preference over myself. I wanted to be there. One is my husband, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is my father. So, but nevertheless, you Umar, and you know, Umar was what? Umar ne kaha, first par Allah ne arsh se beja. So what Umar said here on the earth, and the land is said, Allah Ta'ala said from the heavens and sky. So I give you preference. So say Umar. Now brothers, I'm ending on this note. There's a place called Kashan. Kaf, Alif, Sheen, Alif, Noon. Kashan. It's between Qum and Isfahan. If you go there, the Shias, what they did, today people want to speak of unity and what and what. They took this murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen. They built a shrine for him and they called that shrine Baba Shuja'uddin. The person who was brave for the sake of deen. Imagine. And they're proud about it. When Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi attacked them and told them, you tell us you want unity, they said, okay. I saw it myself, man. They got the shrine there, then they put one wall there. So nobody can enter it now, but the shrine is still there. The people who killed the Sahaba, radiallahu anh, so you go and put a shrine, and you tell us you want unity with us. How we can have unity? So brothers, therefore, we're living in difficult times. Make special dua for us, the Ummah at large, and especially our children, grandchildren, the new generation. Allah Ta'ala protects their iman, all our iman. That is one of the greatest jihad. Jazakallah khair to all of you. And our brother Shiraz from Dundee, mashallah, he took all the trouble also. Allah reward him also.
We take this opportunity to thank Hazrat Mufti Sahib for the valuable advices that he has given us and for giving us the targhib to prepare and receive the blessed month of Ramadan. We'll ask Mufti Sahib to make dua for us just now. I just want to mention that Hazrat Mufti Sahib's program, I will just mention that shortly, but there's just one special request that as the blessed month of Ramadan approaches, we should not forget our brothers and sisters that are in very great turmoil and difficulty in Sham. Hazrat Mufti Sahib made a reference to that blessed land, and there is a very great struggle and jihad taking place there. So many of our Muslim brothers and sisters are being tortured and raped and killed. And there's a special relief program being prepared. At the moment, the Jamiat is preparing negotiations and looking at taking relief aid to the thousands of refugees that are in the border of Turkey at the moment. So the month of Ramadan is approaching. Their needs will be even greater. So we are asked to contribute very generously and very greatly, considering that this is a very great, blessed land of Sham, and they need our assistance and our support. Just yesterday we came across also where three bodies were exhumed after a year. They were part of the Mujahideen. They were buried very quickly after their death, and they had to be removed to another more suitable place. So when they removed the bodies after that 1 year, this happened already a year ago, they were buried. The bodies were completely intact and fresh. They did not decay at all. So this is the blessed status that people who are attaining Shahadat and Martyrdom in the land of Sham, they are attaining this. So we need to be, you know, giving the support with our du'as and financially also, however we can assist them. Inshallah, this delegation is looking to go to Turkey soon, inshallah, to assist with the refugees there. Also, lastly, the program of Hazrat Mufti Sahib, I will just quickly announce it. And that is, tomorrow Hazrat Mufti Sahib's Jummah program will be at Masjid Hilal, and then after Isha tomorrow will be at Mirbank Masjid, which is next to the refinery in Mirbank. And on Saturday, after Asr, will be a ladies' program at Brother Simji's residence. That's in Londonderry Crescent, number 57, Londonderry Crescent. That's Merino Heights. And tomorrow, and then on Saturday night, that is 29th of June, Saturday night, Mufti Sahib's program will be at Amslanga Ridge Masjid, inshallah. So inshallah, we can try and join those programs. But as Hazrat Mufti Sahib to make dua, inshallah. Jazakumullah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi thaba'ad alayk. Antaka ba athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Walaka alhamdu kullu. Walaka almulku kullu.
وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، سلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.